Blog Talk Radio.
It's Film Festival Radio, the show where superstars and future stars happily coexist together. And now, here's your host, Janice Malone.
Good morning, everyone. How are you this morning? I hope you're safe. And if you happen to live in the Midwest or the Southeast with all of this torrential, hazardous, scary, tornadic activity has been going on. Hopefully you are safe and you have neighbors or loved ones who were affected by these storms. Please offer a helping hand to them. Help them by saying a prayer or offering to help clean up or help whatever you can. That's what it should be all about. And we hope that these rains and tornadoes will soon pass over and everything will be back safe again. Well, listen, we have a show for you. We have one of our morning mini shows scheduled that will be starting. Well, we already have started, but our guests will be calling in a couple of minutes here. We are talking with one of the top casting agencies and agency directors for reality television shows. Thank you. Daron Ophir of Daron Ophir Casting, the Daron Ophir Casting Agency out of Los Angeles. And this agency is, as I said, tops in the field as far as reality television shows. You would be just shocked at the shows that they are responsible for bringing off some of the kookiest, funniest, most interesting reality show cast members that we probably have ever seen. And so now there's a new show that they are casting for, and we are just delighted to be able to bring them on the show to talk about it. Good morning. How are you, Daron?
Good morning, and thanks for having me.
Yes. Well, I am glad to chat with you. God, I think we chatted about 3 years ago about some ideas for reality shows, and now I'm talking to you about a real-life reality show here.
Oh, I love it. About
yeah, so we got a little bit of a history there, a little bit. Well, okay, you are the head casting guru person for this new show, First Date, that's in conjunction with Ellen DeGeneres Production Company, and we all love Ellen. I just don't trust people who don't like Ellen. Everybody loves Ellen.
I agree. And that's one of the really interesting things about this show is that it's sort of like being introduced by a trusted friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's Ellen. So it's called First Date, and if people want more information, it's firstdatecasting.com. So tell us about First Date and what is it all about and all of that great stuff.
Well, you know, the show's basic format is a peek at what happens when a couple meets for the first time and love may be in the air. And it's my responsibility to find eligible singles, 18 to 80, of all walks of life and persuasions that are open to the idea of meeting somebody special. We are casting nationally, and the goal of every First Date, honestly, is to get a second. And, you know, what my responsibility is hopefully to find people that are regionally connected so that they can, after the show is complete, they can literally go and find that person again and hopefully go on that second date, and that they're close enough to actually pursue something that is real. This is a show that has no stunt casting. No one is set up to fail. There's no crazy format twists or elimination ceremonies. It's really meant to be about two heartbeats. And, you know, I love the concept of this. And the truth is that it's a smash hit UK format. It's been on for multiple seasons there. So it's tried and true. And the fact that Ellen wanted to jump aboard on this sort of gave it a stamp of approval, which I'm hoping resonates with your listeners so that they give it a try and go on the digital site and apply.
Well, I'm already loving this. The first part that I love is that you have such a broad age group from 18 to 80. So if there is a 78 and an 80-year-old out there, you know, maybe they're living in an assisted living place or in their own homes, they're eligible for this. Is that right?
Absolutely. I mean, there's no, you know, love has no age. And, you know, the truth is that,
yeah.
you know, your grandmother, you might, it might not be for you because you're not single kind of a thing, but you may know somebody that is. And your grandmother, you know, may be looking for love, you know, as a second time around. And, you know, there's something to be said about that. And, you know, we live in a society that is so filled with noise at the moment, whether it be digital or online. And it's really hard to sort of stop and look at a person that you may never have seen before or had any opportunity of meeting in front of you. So it's really heartfelt and it's charming and it's simple. And you know, my goal is that audiences get a chance to sort of feel what that's like and learn something from couples that are willing to take that risk. The show, once applying for the show, which is a real simple digital format, if selected, we're flying that individual to Chicago, and the commitment is really only one dinner. You're sitting in front of a person for dinner, and that's it.
Okay, so there's no...
And by the way... And by the way, when was the last time you were introduced to somebody that's been fully vetted? So there's something that's sort of a plus as well.
That's true. Oh, my goodness. Well, okay, so now they gave me some notes here saying that you guys are casting in Chicago, Seattle, Nashville, Georgia, and Kentucky, but is it really...
We are actually casting nationally. No, well,
okay.
we did. I have teams on the ground in those cities, but we are casting national, which is why the digital application works so well. Because you know, if we do find people that are within a sort of a 30-mile radius of each other, and they do fit, I want to be able to actually introduce those two. So it's open nationally,
okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, so the people who are selected, are they going to get to meet Ellen or what?
You never know. She loves to pop up and sort of, you know, be Ellen. The truth is I don't know that answer. My gut tells me that it's really more about the people themselves. So the distractions would be probably not.
Okay. Well, like you said, Ellen is known to just pop up anywhere. Ask Matt Lauer. He should know.
Exactly.
I love the little pranks that you didn't have. It's so funny to me. But, okay, so say people, they go to the website, firstdatecasting.com. They fill out what they're supposed to do. So then if they are selected, you said you fly them into Chicago, and what, do they just sit there and be cued, or what happens then?
Well, no, then they get introduced to their possible mate, and they agree to really have one dinner, and it's the quote-unquote first dates restaurant. So every table in the restaurant is also having their first date, and viewers are just sort of, you know, are taken on that journey. So there's something really extraordinary about two people meeting for the first time where chemistry might actually be, you know, sort of visible. And there's an awkwardness to it, and there's an endearing quality to it, and I think it's really sort of clean and simple. And I think that viewers are ready for that. I think we've been sort of inundated in the opposite. And this is not about, you know,
yes,
bikinis and abs. This is about real life. And, you know, it's said somewhere that, you know, blessings are given to those that match make. So I'm doing my best.
I think you're doing an excellent job. I want to just ask you really quickly, for people who may not be familiar with your agency and all that, but I was telling everybody that your agency is responsible for casting some of the top reality shows out here. So give us just a list of some of the shows your agency has casted for.
Well, I've had a bit of luck in the arena of love and romance and matchmaking in the past. I mean, I introduced Trista and Ryan from The First Bachelorette, and, you know, they're married and still together with kids, you know, and I've done every sort of reality show, water cooler, show over the last decade. So, you know, even shows like Jersey Shore is mine. And when you look at the trajectory of that show, you know, Snooki is married with children. Jenny is getting married and has children. And they all met because of that show. I've done multiple seasons of The Millionaire Matchmaker. And, you know, I've been really lucky to have changed lives of real people for the better. I'm somebody who feels that authenticity is really key. And this is an example of that, meaning that this show is about somebody who's truly authentic to who they are, because I'm introducing two people that are basically themselves and the opportunity to meet somebody that has been vetted that you may never have had that opportunity before. So a little, you know, so there is a bit, obviously a little bit of trust here, but having Ellen as executive producer, I think that everyone sort of can agree that, you know, she is everyone's best friend in a weird way.
She is. She
in
really
the best
is.
Way.
In a really cool way. Even pets love Ellen. I have friends and their pets just love Ellen to jump up and down when she comes on. So it's so cute and funny.
Well, it's also a new wave of very positive broadcasting. I think that people really want something that's lighthearted and family viewing, and I think that there's something to be said about that.
I think you're exactly right. So you are just kind of like the proud papa that has launched all of these great reality shows, and the people have gotten married and they've got kids now, and you're the proud papa and grandpapa of all of these.
Well, you know, it's funny. On Christmas, my refrigerator is filled with sort of, you know, portraits, like family portraits. It makes my heart beat a little, you know, louder.
Oh.
And hopefully I can do it again.
I think you're going to do it again. When does casting stop? Is there a deadline on when you're going to stop looking for people or what?
Well, obviously I'm encouraging people to apply to firstdatescasting.com now, and we are casting all through July, and we are shooting in July, and it's this summer, and it airs sometime in the future.
Oh, wow, you've got to hurry. Well, you've got all of May, all of June. Better hurry. And we just hope that we, you know, I'm going to nominate some people myself. So let's just hope.
I look forward to it, and I hope to read the applications.
I have like 2 minutes left. I have like, when you look at the applications of everybody, I know you're going to get hundreds, maybe even thousands. Are you specifically looking for any particular qualities or what?
Heart. Truth.
Heart.
Authenticity.
Okay.
Like the real reality. I want people who really are open to the prospect of meeting somebody special. Because, like, again, every first date, the goal is to get a second. I want to be able to get postcards after the fact going, "We met on your show."
Are there any particular buzzwords or cliche words or phrases that will be a big turnoff, you know, on their application forms? That, you know, when once you see them, you go, "Next."
Well, for obvious reasons, we're looking for, you know, real people that have real heart. You know, this isn't stunted, so I'm not looking for anybody with any sort of, you know, criminal history, obviously. We're looking for people who are legitimate and, you know, who are open to the prospect, and that it'll be really special and endearing.
Yeah, because, you know, you've seen read these profiles on dating sites before. There are just some words and phrases that pop up, and you just know this guy or this girl, woman is a phony. You just know, every time I see that word or that phrase, you know it's something suspect. So we don't want those kind of people wasting your time on this. And we're going to get the word out. We're going to put it in print. We're putting it on air. And is it too early to ask you after this show any other projects coming up for your agency or what? Did I lose him? Oh, God, I think I lost him. We only have about 10 minutes with our guest here, and I think I lost him. Okay, I lost Daron Ophir of Daron Ophir Casting. And if you want to get on board, if you want to get involved with firstdatescasting.com, this brand new show called First Dates, will be done by NBC and Ellen DeGeneres' production company, and they are casting. They're casting nationally. We have on here that they have people, as we said, ground crews that are in Chicago, Seattle, Nashville, Georgia, and Kentucky, but they're actually casting nationwide, and you can get the information, date. Listen at casting.com. You can apply. We're looking for people between the ages of 18 and 80. That is a wide spectrum of age group there. And you are more than welcome to apply. So we want to see you apply. Tell Zaron that you heard about the show on our show, filmfestivalradio.com is our website, filmfestivalradio is our show. So once again, firstdating.com, if you are looking to go on a first date and meet Mr. Right or Ms. Right or Mr. or Ms. Ms., whatever your preference is, they are open for it, and I think you'll have a good time. And again, firstdatecasting.com, and you have up until July to fill out the form. It's very simple. It's not, you know, brain surgery or, you know, MIT application or anything. And be real. Be honest. Don't be a fake, please. No fakey stuff, but they're going to detect that. These people are very smart. They're going to detect if you're lying, okay? So maybe a grandma, maybe grandpa, maybe a great-grandma. If they're in that age group, you want to fix them up on a first date, I'll match them up, and you or your grandma, your grandpa, or your favorite auntie will be matched up with someone, uncle, and they'll be on their way. So we want to thank our guest, Daron Ophir of Daron Ophir Casting. And we are going to shut it off because we're running out of time here. The website again, firstdatecasting.com. Go apply. Good luck. Hope you get selected. And we'll see you guys on our next show. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Film Festival Radio with your host, Janice Malone. Be sure to download this and other episodes at filmfestivalradio.com.